Redshifted methanol absorption tracing in fall motions of high-mass star formation regions, by W.J. Yang et al. Gravitational collapse is one of the most important processes in high-mass star formation. Compared with the classic blue-skewed profiles, redshifted absorption against continuum emission is a more reliable method to detect inward motions within high-mass star formation regions. We aim to test if methanol transitions can be used to trace infall motions within high-mass star formation regions. Using the Effelsberg -100 meters, IRAM -30 meters, and APEX -12 meters telescopes, we carried out observations of 37 and 16 methanol transitions towards two well-known collapsing dense clumps, W31C, G10.6-0.4, and W3O, to search for redshifted absorption features or inverse P-Cygni profiles. Redshifted absorption is observed in 14 and 11 methanol transitions towards W31C and W3O, respectively. The infall velocities fitted from a simple two-layer model agree with previously reported values derived from other traces, suggesting that redshifted methanol absorption is a reliable tracer of infall motions within high-mass star formation regions. Our observations indicate the presence of large-scale inward motions, and the mass infall rates are roughly estimated to be as greater than or equal to 10 to the power of -3 MSUNYR1, which supports the global hierarchical collapse and clump-fed scenario. With the aid of bright continuum sources and the overcooling of methanol transitions leading to enhanced absorption, redshifted methanol absorption can trace infall motions within high-mass star formation regions hosting bright HII regions. This was Redshifted Methanol Absorption Tracing in Fall Motions of High-Mass Star Formation Regions, by W.J. Yang et al.